Which models for losers.
I was going to say we could record.
I took the plunge and had the time of my life.
I finally took the plunge. You know what? Feels great.
Ted? We're singing. I don't know nothing about this.
Take it up.
What's up, guys? Welcome to The Plunge. Today is a day. Joining me, as always, my lovely husband, Riley T. Say what's up, Dutt.
I don't give blood. I take it.
Crap.
Actually, reintroducing my lovely arch nemesis, Demian.
There's a blood drive at work today. And I said, I don't give blood. I take blood. So I don't even care about the blood drive.
That was very Nick Cage.
And if you couldn't tell already, we got Nikki Smooches on the
mic. Don't kiss. Kisses are for anarchists.
And we have Sir Sirius Paul.
How's it
brother
going?
Kyle himself.
Hello, everyone. Sirius.
I fucking love Canton, Ohio. Where are you?
Speaking of, have I
all right, I'm back.
At work, I will just go, where are you? And one of my technicians will keep saying, and the first time he ever did it, he stopped, and I just turned and looked at him and went, who said you could stop?
No, so, then he looked at you and went, I'm so sorry.
But, yeah.
Keep going.
I think you're missing stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't done the...
Yeah, you have.
No, I didn't.
You're an accolade boy. You're not on sabbatical anymore.
No. You can listen last week. I didn't do them.
I clearly listen a lot.
I don't think last week you did.
I didn't do the week before either. I don't think...
No, that was 300, wasn't it?
The week before. What you for sure did 300.
I did 300. I don't know if I...
We're so focused on Jamal the dog that...
We are your fourth favorite host on the East Coast, the number one hockey podcast south of the border, the number one religious equestrian podcast north of the Mason-Dixon line, the number one cumulonimbus podcast south of the stratosphere, the number one Just Shimp podcast, the number one skyscraper podcast. That's what, Brother Kyle?
It's in the trees!
The number one anti-flood podcast, the number one spin zone podcast that's on the wheel, and some number improv comedy podcast somewhere in the world, and the number one Doppler effect podcast that's
over here.
And the number one goth bitches podcast
in Canton, Ohio.
That one might actually have to be added.
It's like if Nick Cage played Little Nicky. Like,
oh my god,
exactly,
that's so
that
good.
Is to me.
That's so good.
That's Demian.
Yo, that's a sick
Nick Cage
segment.
Played Little Nicky.
What?
You could do it.
What movies would you want to transplant Nick Cage into? Oh,
actually, that works one. The inverse too.
Yeah.
What movies
implant
Little Nicky? Yes.
Oh, just the character Little Nicky himself.
Just insert Little Nicky into X.
I would say Uncut Gems.
He can't be the star though.
I was gonna say Uncut Gems is the same
like
movie,
cameo,
but
a little cameo in it.
I'd like him in Hardball. As one of the
G baby.
Imagine someone tries to shoot Little Nicky in the trap. He would suck him into the urn, dude.
You could put Little Nicky in every single one of Adam Sandler's movies, and it's the same movie.
It would work.
Imagine him in the Hunger Dates. Games.
It's not an Adam Sandler movie.
It doesn't have to be.
That's funny. I started watching that before I came over.
Did you?
A little ironically.
Imagine him as Kato. Imagine him as part of Jack Quaid's gang.
Speaking of starting movies at the same time, I was rattled because Riley just said something about watching the Eras Tour movie, and then Brian goes, I just turned that on.
Yeah.
Was that
shit's
weird?
Gas.
I begrudgingly watched it with my wife.
She puts out hits, dude.
No, she does. She's like the biggest artist in the world.
She's long. It's 3.5 hours.
That's 3.5 hours?
That's
yeah.
The Taylor's version, that's why.
Yeah, it's Taylor's version, bro.
That's crazy. Is that what's the whole thing? Is she re-released all of her music?
She's in the process of.
Yeah.
And that's all
she
the Taylor's version.
So,
stuff?
So she has all the writing credits on all of her music, but she didn't own the distribution rights because she's an idiot.
What,
she signed
a like
contract.
A 20-year
yes.
contract?
She signed a contract.
Yeah.
And now she's mad about it.
What?
So I get in fights with Swifties often because I go, I live with a major Swiftie. And anytime she turns on a Taylor's version, I go, yo, put the other shit back on.
The better version.
She gets mad because she writes it all. She should own her own music. I go, no, because she doesn't own her own music.
She didn't read the damn contract.
about it is she releases these CDs with like four different covers, but it's the same CD.
Yep.
So everyone wants one of each. So she's selling the same CD four times.
Yeah.
For the crazy.
That's
band,
actually
yeah.
pretty genius.
Oh, I mean, listen, she's I like the Swifties who are like, she cares about us. No, she cares about money.
Yes.
She loves money.
No, she's a caring
They're
person.
Like, no, she loves all of her fans. I was like, yeah, she loves money, dude.
She loves you because you give her money.
She loves money. And I respect the game.
There's nothing more American than Taylor Swift and
give
money.
Give me money, you little pig.
And Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Thunder lives.
Thunder lives, baby.
What? I'm not up to date on my Taylor Swift lore. What is Thunder lips?
Thunder lips is Hulk Hogan's character in Rocky III.
Yes.
Huh? You ever see Rocky?
You ever seen Thunder
Lips, brother?
What does this have to do with Taylor Swift?
Doesn't.
Kyle said nothing's more American than Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
I said Hulk Hogan.
What?
Brother, Thunder
Lips, baby.
No, the Eras Tour does go pretty crazy. There's also a gay...
the black gentleman?
There's a black gentleman. I was going to call him fat. He's not fat. Because that would infer something else. There's a larger gay black gentleman who looks identical to our good friend DM Taylor.
I don't think
can
I've
you pull
seen
up a picture?
I sure
say,
can,
I have
brother.
Not
I sure
seen this
can.
Picture.
I'll be seeing that concert live.
Riley's not going to Google. He's going to his photo. Photo library.
I took a video.
Took a absolutely. Oh, he took a video.
Yeah, took a video. Zoomed in of him dancing. Here he is.
Where did you see this person?
He's in the Eras Tour movie.
Oh, he's
in
got
the background.
He looks, yeah, he's one of the dancers, and he looks. This is a bad video.
What is that dance move?
I don't, he looks identical to Taylor.
I respect that you have the subtitles on, but
I
want to
sing
the
songs.
The
it's Black Taylor. Is it not?
Oh, it's Black Taylor.
It's literally.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Kyle. One moment.
Are we getting a freeze frame?
Yeah,
I'm great for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Somehow.
That's my favorite joke that has been here since day one.
Did you Photoshop his face on there?
No, that's Black Taylor.
Too much like.
Yeah. It's like if he was a gay backup dancer.
Wait, GDMBLTT?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
That's nice.
GBU. GBUD. GBUD.
We got to find that guy's Instagram. We're going to put him and Taylor in the same room together. And then he's going
to
teach Taylor a dance.
And Taylor is going to teach him how to nurse.
Is the real...
No, yeah, you got to Photoshop Taylor's face on one of them and not the other. And you got to spot the Taylor.
We got to find out trivia about him and do DMBLTT or G-Bud.
G-Bud.
T-S is G-Bud. Yeah, no, T-S-E-T went crazy. I am still furious that she thinks
stop
she like...
abbreviating
she thinks she...
I started to lose it a little...
I think Damien and Riley are merging. I think that's what's happening right there.
No, this isn't a Damien quote. Damien
GBs, it's CEO.
Yeah.
Damien would never watch the Eras
Tour. You think Taylor Swift goes to Canton, Ohio? I doubt it.
Here.
Thank you. It infuriates me that she thinks she like created a greatest hits tour.
She did?
She thinks so. She's like,
calling eras?
She's like, I'm doing something no one's ever done before. We're going through every era of my career. It's, you made a greatest hits tour, bitch. Yep. Everyone's done that.
Isn't like the Rolling Stones done that like 50 times?
Every band.
Kiss.
Kyle, let me inform you. Every band who has more than, I don't, three albums.
If they have greatest hits. Like CD, physical
media. If they're not touring
they
with a new album, they're touring with their eras.
But she called it era.
Era. Yeah. Well, yeah, because every album is a different era.
A copyright. Yeah.
What are all the album names? Is it just like the year?
No. That's Adele. Adele does her age.
Yes.
Okay.
The year she wrote it, yes. Or the age she wrote it at.
Yeah.
That's kind of sick.
1989
is only year.
Yeah,
that's her
birth year.
1989. That's the only
year that I remember.
The
merch from that one.
That album does have...
banger after banger.
Absolute heat on
zero skip.
Just heat on all of them.
Is it zero skip?
They're all heat. The new one's not that heat.
Speaking
which
of
one?
Heat,
Midnight?
Midnight's, yeah.
Not that heat.
Does anybody care about rap anymore?
No.
I think recently.
No. Just because
J. Cole got murdered and I'm sick of acting like he didn't.
And he wrote a 7-minute song trying
and
to
and then
rebuttal.
He went back on it.
Yeah, immediately regretted it. Immediately.
Yeah, he got bodied by what? Two lines?
Two lines.
Yeah, it was two.
That's crazy.
Yeah, basically.
I bodied Tuba with the same line. It was incredible.
Secondhand.
I secondhand used Kendrick's line to body Tuba.
Secondhand body
Cole. Tuba was like, no, no. Because I was like, no, Tuba. I want you to understand, no one could go at Kendrick. And he went, no. He's like, J. Cole's one of the few people who could. And I went, no, he isn't. And then he went, no, he's like, it's like the big three I go up to, but let me inform you, there is no big three. It's just big me. And then I dropped the mic and went back to work.
That's crazy.
Riley felt good after that.
I did. I felt really good.
A shot of caffeine.
All right, maybe Riley does give a shit about rap now.
I don't. I was wildly on record this week where I took some heat because the people were like, yo, you guys, you like rap? And I went, I only listen to gay music now.
I listened to 7-Minute Drill one time and I was like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Never even made it that far.
Yeah. I was like,
I was giving input on the battle, didn't need to listen.
I only listen to songs like when things like this happen. I'll listen to like the songs that come out, but I don't like regularly.
I'll listen to Metro Boomin and Future because they only put out heat.
Yeah.
They're an exception. I will listen to Metro Boomin and Future tracks. Speaking of, they have another album. They put one out last week. They have one coming out Friday.
Do that?
I think the last.
It's a classic Future move.
They ever leave the studio? Is
it? No.
They're just like, all right.
Fortress Hills.
Yeah. They're like, God damn, this guy can't miss. I'm going to keep going.
I really was upset at KOD. I was like, I like rap.
Kids on Drugs.
Yeah, and I listened to that, and I was like, I don't like rap anymore.
Do you like Baby Keem?
I like Baby Keem.
Baby Keem's nice. You like Baby Keem.
You've shown me a song.
Top of the Morning, Top of the Morning, Top of the Morning, Top of the Morning.
The Irish?
No.
No, he's Kendrick's cousin.
Yeah, he's Kendrick's high-pitched voice cousin.
Oh, okay.
Top of the Morning.
I'm new to
this.
You might like, but Baby Keem is nice.
Is that Range Brothers?
Huh?
Is that Range Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that one.
I only listen to, like, do you guys know who Dixon Dallas is?
Nope.
Yeah, that's not Irish. No. I can tell just by
can't find. Where's Top of the Morning?
Towards the middle.
This is Kendrick.
Kendrick says Top of the Morning.
Top of the morning.
Hold on.
Top of the. There's so many more top of the mornings than you think there's gonna be.
It just keeps going.
Can I show you what I've been unironically listening to? It's
that song.
Good looking.
That song. This song's actually a heater.
It goes crazy.
You have me singing about slamming butt cheeks. boy butt. She's bouncing.
Hey, no, don't ruin it. Starts off real. There's something about
the way you look in my eyes. Yeah. Mm. Like a starry night, you light up my sky.
Oh. You lean in closer
and my heart starts. This is gonna make Kyle upset because it starts as a really good, nice country song.
He's bouncing off my booty cheeks. I love the way he rides. I can hardly breathe when he's pumping me inside. Kiss him on his neck and then he kissed me on my pussy.
Is this
like how catchy that
it's is? It's so good. Right?
Is
so
this like good. A country Lil Dicky?
Kind of.
He's not even country.
Is he not?
He makes rap music.
Does he?
He's bouncing off my booty cheeks.
I'll have to text my buddy.
He rides.
I forget what his name is. I gotta text my buddy Arthur and be like, hey, what's Dixon Adi. Dallas's rap name?
Oh, he has like different
Dixon Dallas is just his country name, whatever.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Dix on goes down.
Kisses on my neck and then he kisses on my pussy. That line throws me off. That line throws me off more than
startles you.
The next line goes crazy. It's call him daddy while I holler. Damn, that boy's so good looking.
Jesus Christ.
Call him daddy while I holler.
Writes,
boy, that boy is so good looking.
He's so damn good looking.
Like,
huh?
Does he just write this himself? He's just sitting at home.
Yeah,
this is the next.
He's like a YouTube rapper, and then he
and
dropped.
I hate how catchy it is. Yeah,
made a banger in the country genre,
dude. I went to go get.
Do you think he created that song at Friendship Rock?
Is he gonna get his own Kindship. Tour?
Isn't it Kindness Rocks?
Listen, we can find out. It's Friendship Rock.
Is it Friendship?
Yeah,
it's Friendship.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah, Friendship Rocks.
Friendship Rocks.
Friendship Rocks.
Let me find out. Hunter, tell him the story of Friendship Rock.
Riley texted me. Like, I don't know, at 4. Like, I don't work today, so he was like, hey, do you want to come?
So, let me give a little bit of background. I'm on another batch of being obsessed with Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he is.
You know how I am. It's my type of autism. You may not like it, but it's what it is.
It's his flavor.
He won't stop till he catches them all.
And near my house, near my house, there's just woods in the corner.
It's not woods. It's a patch of
like
trees.
But it's like a pretty big patch of trees.
It's a plot of land.
It's
certainly a plot
of land.
How
big does a patch of trees need to be to
5
woods?
Acres.
It's
total.
Five
no
acres. Shot
yeah.
5 acres.
5 acres total.
Like, I'm in arrow view of this.
Let me show you a Pokemon. Well,
if it was 5 acres,
so,
yes, it's not.
So I've never had a reason to go back there into the wood. There is a trail. Until there's now. Allegedly a walking trail
yeah,
that I've
not
known
bouncing
about.
Off anybody's booty cheeks.
No
there.
One's kissing on my pussy. Yeah. So there's this trail that I never quite knew about. In the middle of the woods, there's just a Pokestop.
Okay. Oh, that's why you went.
There's a Pokestop in the middle of the woods.
You need them Pokeballs.
It's crazy. Also, your guy was tweaking out.
My guy's always running. GPS. And in the middle of the woods, there's a tree stump with gnomes and pixie dust type like figurines, and it just says Kindness Rock Garden.
No, Kindness Rocks.
Kindness Rock. I don't know.
Is it just the game?
No, it's Kindness Rock.
I love
it's
the idea.
Monument. Friendship
Someone
Rocks.
Applied to have a Pokestop put there.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
And it got it.
Like and got it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And got it. So I've always wondered what Kindness Rocks is. Me, so last we're getting a dog,
Jamal.
No, not
R.I.P. Jamal.
I know not Jamal.
Stop.
We haven't told that story yet.
No. Dude, it's been happening for like the past 2 hours. It's been out of control.
R.I.P. Jamal. We're getting a different dog, not Jamal. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
R.I.P. Jamal.
R.I.P. Jamal.
Rip.
But it was really nice out yesterday. I said, "Hey, Lauren, would you like to go on a walk? We can kind of start scouting out." The
Kindness.
Neighborhood. Really, what it was is I needed to get a streak of my Pokemon stops, and I went, "Yo,
did you tell her that?"
No,
no. Did she know about your Pokemon addiction?
Yeah, she's
okay.
I just
want
to spend more time with you.
That's good.
She was startled this weekend when I went, "Hey, do you want to go to the mall
for a Pokestop?"
Yeah, I wanted to go to the mall and catch all the Pokemon. I wanted to catch them all. So
maybe get.
Have you ever Pokemoned at the mall? It's unbelievable.
I have not.
It's the best.
Yeah, you're in Payless shoes, and you're like, there's a fucking
Charizard
giraffe rig.
There's stops everywhere. There's gyms everywhere. There's Pokemon everywhere.
Hey,
brother.
Do you want to go on a raid at Zales?
So I went, "Hey, do you need to go to the mall?" And she went, "Yes."
That's the outlets.
Yeah, she was like, "Yes." So then we went, she's more than aware of the Pokemon. Then like they were shopping. I was like, I'm gonna go do a lap.
Do you like hide your Left screen her? From like people looking on your phone? Like, are you ashamed of your Pokemon addiction?
No.
I think he would rather show porn on his phone in public than
that's
Pokemon.
What I was getting
a grown
at.
Man playing
Pokemon Go
at the mall.
I kind of like stand off in the corner and then just go like, because I'm a spinner. I'm a curveballer.
Okay.
He's you always
XP.
Look
get that XP.
You always look so ridiculous when you're sitting there on your phone going. Like, you can get away with, like, if you're a flicker,
a straight flick,
if
yeah.
you're a flicker, you can kind of get away with, like,
flicking on that,
flicking
bushy.
Down, yeah, keeping it down. I cannot. I'm a woo. So,
you're a you're a Chris Sale rather than a
I'm a curveball thrower. That's yeah. right. No, so I said, "Lauren, let's go in the woods." She was afraid of the woods. Fair. I made it to where I could spin the stop. I got the, I kept being, she's like, "Let's turn around." I went, "Oh, come on." So I didn't
get some steps.
I got close enough to claim Kindness Rock in the spin, but did not. We did not find Kindness Rock.
Fine. Okay.
Okay.
You're in the vicinity.
We were in the vicinity close enough to spin for Kindness.
So that was your recon trip.
Yeah. So then we walked. We did some dog walk recon.
Gotcha.
Texas Hunter. I go, "Hey.
I can
Kindness
Rock.
Thank you. We got a mission, brother."
5:08.
Today?
Want to come early and explore the trail in the woods next to my house? Yeah.
Down.
"Lauren was too afraid. I want to see where it goes. I'm a little ashamed that I'm going to read this out loud. I said, let me put on underwear and adventuring pants." And I said,
"Are these your adventuring pants?"
Yeah.
"Are you wearing underwear?"
Yes.
That's good.
They say lucky. Maybe that's why we were lucky.
We found Kindness Rock. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then he said, "I'm leaving work. I'll be there. Yada, yada, yada." And then he goes, "My goth neighbor goes out there every night to smoke weed."
Damien.
And then I
no.
said,
real life, Damien.
Oh.
He's a real life. He's a trench coat wearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the same, like.
He's very terrifying. And he goes and walks to the woods every night and then
himself.
Back. Yes. He's very terrifying. Clearly, he just, like, lives with his grandma or his mom and they don't let him smoke weed in the house.
Gotcha.
So, those are the ones that end up being serial killers. Dude, they find a head in that refrigerator and the grandma's like, "I had no idea."
In the same.
"I knew he went to the woods by himself all the time.
That
I
crazy
knew
kid.
What he was doing."
In the same 10 seconds, I said, we got to send them to fucking Canton, Ohio. And then Riley goes, maybe there's more future transplants.
Oh, boy.
And then...
Yeah, maybe he's meeting. Maybe he's meeting a Cantonese woman out there. Now, you might be thinking like a Oriental woman. No,
Canton, Ohio, Cantonese. You can be Cantonese and also live in Kansas.
You
could
be Cantonese, Cantonese. That's right.
Yes, correct.
I want to get one thing.
You can be a Cantonese Cantonite.
People are not born in Canton, Ohio. You only move to Canton, Ohio.
Fair.
You don't move to Canton, Ohio.
You get transplanted.
You are transplanted to Canton, Ohio.
I feel like transplant's a little harsh if you're Cantonese and you're transplanted to Canton, Ohio. That's a harsh word.
We're the number one anti-Canton Ohio.
No, are we anti or pro?
I think we're pretty pro Canton. We support them.
I think we're the biggest advocates for Canton,
Ohio. Number one Canton, Ohio advocate podcast.
East of Canton, Ohio.
We are.
We're the most.
The number one podcast east of Canton, Ohio goes crazy.
I think we're the most influential piece of media for Canton, Ohio, aside from the Hall of Fame game.
Isn't My Name is Earl in Canton?
No.
Never watched.
Camden?
Camden County.
Never mind.
I never watched that.
That show goes crazy. You should watch it.
Isn't like a lottery like thing? Like he wins a lottery.
He's a bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Let me talk you through My Name is Earl. We'll get back to Friendship Rock.
Dude, you know nothing about karma. Karma's a fickle bitch.
Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. Have you heard Joe DeCiva's new song?
Oh, like the death metal one?
Sort of. It's not.
That's great. That's good.
She's in her bad girl era. Yeah,
I saw her outfit.
Someone.
She's pretty bad.
Dream guest on my podcast? Oh my God. Probably my ex.
What are you doing?
She's fucking.
What the fuck?
She's weird.
She dressed up as Kiss and went to like some.
Like some metal concert?
No, she went to like some red carpet.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Joe DeCiva's background? She's like a dance moms
yeah.
star. She sell-
never watched
who
the
like
fuck? Dude, you guys are missing.
She rose to fame selling bows. She is like the epitome of like little girl advertising. And now
bows isn't like bow and arrows.
No, big hair bows.
Okay. No, bow and arrows would be an easier segue.
Bow and arrows.
Yes, if she was selling bows, she could go the Katniss Everdeen route.
Yes.
So she's trying. She's like
like all tracking.
So, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I don't
so
know anything
she's
about.
So now she's a 19-year-old lesbian, right?
He's cooking,
and she cannot escape. She cannot escape her children market. Yeah. The issue is
show, right?
The issue,
TV show.
Yeah. The issue is she does
like,
not.
It was like JoJo's World.
Yeah, something like that.
Something. JoJo's.
The issue. She does not have a market. Outside of little girls.
Like
and now, she's
trying.
What she's trying to do is do. You know, remember when Miley Cyrus like broke bad?
Yeah, but it made sense because
it did.
Like, you were growing up with Hannah Montana.
Right.
Yes. Miley
Cyrus. She's not able to do.
She doesn't. Also, she sucks. She can't sing. Like, Miley Cyrus is a phenomenal singer. This girl can't sing.
Was she not a rapper? Am I wrong?
She was on a rap song. Wait, JoJo or Miley?
In the club, half perp with my shake.
She's on 23.
Yeah. No, JoJo, she was not a rapper. She made a song where she says the word karma's a bitch. And now she just walks around being like,
how old is she?
Edge 19.
Yeah.
But then she showed up to this like red carpet dressed. Like Kit, she thought like she
like
looked bad. She looked like Gene Simmons. Unironic. She was unironically.
I gotta check in because it seems like Kyle's the only other person who
everything
knows.
Everything he saw, dude. I've been following.
Yes, it's. I'm on the TikTok. It's the best lane of TikTok I've ever been on. She showed up unironically dressed as Kiss.
Yep.
And was like, "This is badass, right? Everyone thinks I'm super badass now." And is super non-self-aware. So she keeps going to things being like, yeah, you know, I'm in my wrecking ball era. And everyone's like, no, you're not. This song is for no one.
I can't attest to that.
Start doing cocaine.
Yes,
but then
we'll
they walk
see you in a year.
All she did was change her outfit. She hasn't started.
And change her talking.
They, They want.
She want to hit the perk 3.
Yeah.
Millies.
So then at this, let me find. I'm sure I can find.
I never show him. She for her whole entire teenage years was just famous for wearing a bow in her head.
Yes.
And dancing around.
They're pink and like they'll sell coloring books with her.
Here, yeah. Here she showed up unironically as Gene Simmons.
You got to show him the before.
Taylor Swift has arrived. Oh, that's just the.
You got to show the before picture though. He doesn't really have any contrast.
Yeah, I don't. I other than like she looks like the white Willow Smith. Is the best.
Yes.
One. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only thing that I really.
That's a
know.
Great. Yeah. She was. She started on Dance Moms, and her mom was a crazy day. Like would just push her into everything, and that's how she got
was
picked
she
up by Nickelodeon. And she was just like a brand, like the Amanda Show kind
of
shit.
Was she one of the girls that like
the Amanda
there,
Show?
There was
true.
A kiss,
it was similar
and then the
stuff.
Boy kissed her, and then she was like.
All right, I got the video. So she shows up. It's the iHeart Music Award. She shows up,
okay.
And someone's like, "Who's your dream?" She goes, "Dream guest on my podcast."
This is the best. Show them that. Show them that.
I didn't hear the voice.
Oh my gosh! I mean, honestly, last time I think about one of my exes.
Yes.
Oh. And then she giggles and walks away like she's in middle school.
Dream guest on my podcast.
So just a regular person. Just a non-famous person. Yeah, I'll have them on my podcast. What'd you do today?
Dream guest on
9 to 5.
Here's her trying to be a hot lesbian.
They don't have 9 to 5. She's 19.
Song is special. Karma is special. This was 2 years ago. So I was 18 still. I was very afraid of the lyrics of Karma. I wasn't ready to say I was a bad girl. I wasn't ready to say I should have known better. If I had a wish, I would have never effed around. Another late night, another crazy mood, and I didn't think twice what it would do to you. I didn't feel comfortable saying yet. I didn't feel comfortable singing that yet. But I told her, I said, this song is special.
Are those real tattoos?
Never going to be my first song. And I remember saying that. I was like, it's never going to be my first song because it's too much. I was like, but yes, like I want it and it'll eventually see the light of day with me. And this is when I was planning on my music coming out in 2 months. Little did I know.
I have two thoughts.
Dream guest on my podcast? She sounds like Muscle Man.
No, she sounds like Steve-O.
Wazowski.
She sounds like Muscle Man. Mama!
What?
Dream guest on my podcast?
I have two thoughts. One, I think she sounds like Steve-O. Two,
Steve-O,
she has the worst hairline of all time.
Worse than LeBron?
Look at her hairline.
Huh? If you look at her forehead, it's like she's got a really high up.
What is dude, it's because she was famous for having her hair pulled back constantly. Her hair was always
going to clip that.
Yeah, it was in a bow and then pulled this way. It was like out.
Oh, yeah.
Her hair doesn't mean her hairline doesn't.
Also, she drives a Tesla that's wrapped in her own face like 1,000 times.
That's crazy.
It's a grown woman. Dream guest on my podcast.
I wasn't ready to say I effed around.
That was,
she doesn't say fucked around in the song, too. She just says effed around.
I wasn't ready to say Karma's a bitch, but I'm a bad girl now.
Is she like...
Dream guest on my podcast?
Is she like...
Just clip it already.
A ringtone.
Indoctrinated by Children TV Network?
What?
Is she like indoctrinated by like Children's TV Network?
Yeah,
she's
right?
Like,
yeah, her.
If
she
I say fuck,
her parents,
I'm going
her
to
mom
hell.
Just like pushed her into like.
This is her brand. Cupcake, good girl.
Yeah, like,
the hairline's crazy.
Like, jump around hairline. Screaming at nonsense music.
Yes.
Yeah, she looks like Count Chocula.
Dream guest on my podcast?
Look at with more color.
Yeah, Count Vanilla. Yep, there we go.
let me find the car.
Is it Countress at that point?
Countess Vanilla.
Dream guest.
Vanilla.
Just here's clip it already. Here's her car. It's just covered in her own face.
That's wild.
But it's her own face when she was like 16. If people see it in the wild.
And she walks out like Gene Simmons.
Yeah, dude, look at that.
Wild.
That's funny.
Now that's
crazy.
A drastic shift, walking out like Gene Simmons.
And then saying Karma's
coming out of your...
For bows in your hair.
Coming out of your Camp Rock wrapped Tesla to Gene Simmons.
I don't know who's
then just pulling out dream
like,
guest on my podcast.
It's
not
real.
They get
good.
It
like
so
a
bad
tie
ass,
almost.
Too. What am I exit?
Yeah, the turn after. Where were we?
Jamal?
Canton, Ohio.
About Jamal
Friendship
still?
Rock.
Oh yeah, you went to.
Did we finish Jamal story?
Oh, we can go to Jamal.
No, we got to finish Kindness Rock.
We did.
They kind of coincide.
That's about it.
We made it to Kindness Rock. It was actually very nice.
It was. It was very.
Looks kind of creepy.
I did pee near it.
You peed next to Kindness Rock.
So
just
I didn't look at it.
So now it's Kindness with one S.
So Kindness Rock.
Piss Rock.
I don't know what they're cooking upstairs.
That's what I'm saying.
Smells like it could go crazy.
It does.
It smells delicious.
Like fettuccine Alfredo.
It does. It smells nice.
It does smell,
Dude, I had to follow up someone's like reheated pesto today.
That's tremendously unfortunate.
It was so sad. I was just sitting there waiting for my slop bowl to heat up.
That could smell good, though.
I was waiting for my slop bowl. Yeah, I was waiting for my slop bowl to heat up while I smelled delicious pesto pasta.
You know what you've become for, like, not unhealthy food? The unhealthy straw, or not the unhealthy, the angry strawberry kid.
You want the strawberry?
You can't have
it. You can't have it.
You can't have it. Oh, yeah.
I got ejected from a baseball game once with that.
I know. Man. You've told me. Really?
Yeah.
I think this is the biannual, and I don't mean like once every 6 months. I mean once every two years that you tell this story.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, that was the joke in our friend group. You asked one of your friends, you want the insert literally any item? Because you're 17 and everything's funny. So every time I would see Will, me and Will played baseball on opposite teams often, and I played with Scott on my team, so we would hit people. You want the whatever?
You want to steal a second?
You can't have it.
You want the bat?
I'm not a baby anymore. I pretty much got that reaction from a dad. It was incredible.
That's hilarious.
So some 13-year-old was playing up to help the other team.
As always.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So like, I think this league, we were 15, 16, some 14-year-old came and played up because they were low on players.
Happens all the time.
Something like that. It may have been a 13 to a 14 and 15 league. I think that was it because he was little looking.
He was a young
13.
Yeah.
And so they kept sending him out to right field as you do. As he would walk by, I'd be in the dugout and I'd just be like, hey, 13, you want the strawberry?
You can't have it.
Then I would carry on my day. And then he would come in from right field. Hey, you want the strawberry?
You can't have it.
After like two innings, his dad stormed on the field. It was like, what the fuck is all with the strawberry? Yeah, strawberry! Like, he's bullying my son. The umpire threw me out.
You know what's crazy?
Should have thrown the dad out.
I stuck with it. I was like, listen, you don't want this. You can't have it.
So you still can't have
the
it.
The ump came over. He was like, are you going to stop it? I was like, you can't have it.
I said earlier the state of bullying in 2024 is confusing.
Yeah.
I think it might just be our circle of friends concept of bullying is confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that real bullying?
What Riley did or what we did today?
I think that's both. Real bullying. Yeah.
Not really.
Do we talk about what?
Yeah.
Kind of.
So Davis is poor.
It's a playful joke.
Other joke.
But it's like,
I don't know how to explain
the child, like, asking somebody if they want the strawberry and you're like 14, 15, that's bullying?
It was like a viral thing, right? It was like a YouTube thing.
In like 2002?
It was in our circle.
Oh, okay.
That's a flash video from Albino Black Sheep that got posted in what, 2001, 2002 probably?
Yeah. How, posted where?
A website
E-Bombs
called
World.
No, you probably saw it there. I saw it on a website called Albino Black Sheep that was just like flash.
Sounds like a dark web thing.
Everything was just a website back then.
I was like,
that's
nine.
True.
Like,
oh, okay.
You can't have it.
Today. Yeah, today was unbelievable. Davis. We bullied Davis by sending him $200.
We were nicely bullying Davis. No, collectively, not one person.
Bullying. We were investing.
That's what we're calling
that's
it.
That's how I see it. It's an investment.
So I was at work. I don't know how it started. I just saw it going on and I sent my money
in. I can tell you how it started.
Please do.
So yeah. Davis, it was kind of quiet in the chat. I don't think anyone was really talking. It was still kind of early. And he goes, my brother and my parents came down because he's in Waltham for work and they had dinner last night. And he goes, instead of having my parents pay, like always, he goes, I actually like paid for everyone. It's like the first time.
That's
did that.
Fun once.
It is.
Yeah. It was like the first time doing it. So
I did that last time.
It was like
that's fun one time to like get it back after all those years. And then you realize those bills are like $184 and you go, oh. Well,
and Davis was like, yeah, I feel good. It was like a feel good moment. And I think a couple other texts rolled in and he's like, now I'm broke. Send me $20.
Like,
and so it kind of escalated.
It was
from
like
there.
Davis, Scott, in maybe Tuba, Kyle.
I don't know, I got a bunch
Kyle
of like.
Might have been in there.
I made a joke of like, oh, I'll take $20.
Yeah,
Scott literally
yes.
sent me $20, and I was like, I was just joking.
I don't
so Scott,
want
so Scott immediately when Davis jokingly said, "Send me $20,"
he sent, and then it was like,
Woj bomb.
So, oh, Woj bomb.
Drew Holiday re-signed.
Yeah,
let's
4-year
go,
deal.
Drew Holiday.
And Ross Chirac is facing 8 charges in relation to high speed wreck.
Classic.
We don't need to talk about Rashi Rice right now.
No, it the way it started, Scott made a joke, like he sent him
sent
20
him 20
bucks
as like a joke, haha, yeah.
But his Venmo thing was like something about like 8% of your future earnings in his Venmo message.
Kyle said that, I thought.
No, Scott started.
Oh,
Scott
put that
all started to join in on the investment.
Okay, yeah,
and
so.
And I wanted him.
So we now cumulatively in our friend group own 64% of Davis Clark.
Kyle, not Kyle, Dave, without saying anything in the chat, also Venmo'd him.
Immediately
said nothing. He just sent him the money.
It took me.
I did the same
it
thing.
It took me one
like,
second.
I
saw what was going on. Immediately. Just didn't even read. I read like 8 messages and then immediately opened. I still had like 163 unread. Immediately went to Venmo first. I was like, I don't know what happened after this, but I need in on the ground floor.
And throughout the day, it's just evolved into like the board members deciding everything for Davis and
PTO.
What? Yeah, PTO. Once we got over 50%, it's we took your parents out to dinner.
That's right. Yeah,
and all of the.
It's a good day in the chat. Just a lot of good jokes.
So I guess honestly, in a weird way, it's bullying because we took a really nice thing,
a proud moment
we
from
just
Davis.
Owned him, owned him literally. our family went out to dinner last night.
I still
is
think
he an intern now by force of the Plunge podcast?
Oh my god, was Hunter, are you another intern?
Huh?
Is Hunter no longer the intern?
No, it was
no, not of the
I
league.
Was never the intern.
Oh, of the okay, never mind.
I was always like interim owner when Riley wasn't here.
Twice.
No, that was your job.
Twice. All two times.
All two times. Yeah. No, and the week that I released
get your
my
foot
solo
in the door,
episode.
That was nice.
That's how you network. You start out as an intern, and then you get into the league.
The biggest. Like nuclear bomb text I got sent today was someone saying, "All right, now we buy Evan."
We'll keep that anonymous.
I forget.
I know who. I'm gonna keep it anonymous.
Yeah, Tuba what? Was making some
Tuba
good
kills
jokes today.
Tuba was good.
That was like
someone not said often.
Yeah, that today was a good day. This is the day that I'm gonna. I think that's the day
and
this
then it
year
turned
that
into
we
some
all
baby
remember.
Wallet references.
4/10/24.
4/10/24.
I'll never forget.
Living in for me.
Never forget when.
The day we bought.
That is a goated snapshot of just 8 transactions.
That's what. It's the best screenshot I've gotten in the year of our Lord 2024.
Joe's going to be so mad when he wakes up, sees he missed the ground floor.
No, he was.
He's a shareholder.
Yeah, he's at like, what, 6 hours
I
ahead?
Think he's 6.
So he's like, what, 4 in the afternoon for him there?
Yeah. He's like the 6th chair.
Shout out, Bin.
Yeah. And Scott's
Bin.
CEO,
international
he got in first.
Yeah, and he loaned.
No, he's founder.
Yeah, he's the founder.
Yeah, so he has 2 stakes, basically.
No.
Dave is what, COO?
Dave?
Yeah.
He can be CFO.
Then that makes me COO, because I was number 3.
That's fine.
Okay.
No, I'm the hire they brought in to spice things up. I'm the COO.
You're the diversity.
Yes. The fat guy.
Damien.
Yeah.
Culture.
Yes.
I'm here from Canton, Ohio.
I'm going to be the CMO, the chief medical officer.
Sure.
Don't know why we need it, but we have it.
We're a medical industry now. Or we're in the medical industry now.
Yeah, we got to get Davis on a vaccine commercial.
With Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Kill a Trav.
Yeah.
First things first, got to move the headquarters of the production company to Canton, Ohio.
I prefer Delaware. Taxes are better.
That's true. We'll incorporate it in Delaware.
There you go.
We'll do a ghost
physical
office in
ghost
Canton. Yeah, we'll operate.
Is that where Davis will work?
He's the only one who shows up every day.
He shows up to smoke weed away from his parents, then goes home. He flies to Canton, Ohio every day.
Oh,
shows
man.
Up. Got a box of Joe.
We go.
Oh, the box of Joe joke.
We should try to set up. We should try to submit different kindness gardens throughout the world.
Oh, man.
In different woods in Pokemon Go.
Strictly in New Hampshire?
Just send the same photo in.
You should create one on the lake somehow.
You should get.
Kindness Rock.
Oh, my foot's falling asleep.
Up.
Yeah, get over here.
We gotta
get over here.
Oh, you're brother. Hiding my hog.
Yeah. Finish him.
You let me get 2 strokes in before you batted
I mean,
my foot
on his pussy.
Felt a little good.
Guess
you know?
On his pussy.
I'm bouncing.
I realize whose
booty cheeks.
I have a gripe
with Hunter.
Pesto
no.
in the office.
Pesto in the office.
It's actually with none of you. It's with whoever runs the security systems.
I'm
at
so
Hogwarts?
At Hogwarts.
Oh!
Here we go.
Here
we go.
I'm excited.
Fucking furious.
Buckle
about
up,
it.
Y'all.
Yeah, they suck.
You ever heard of a really background bad. Check?
They have no computers. How are they going to do a background check?
They should.
What do they should? They use magic.
The magic can't tell you Voldemort's hiding in the back of some guy's hat?
You know, I also have a gripe with J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Well, she's a horrible person.
What fucking year does that movie take
like
place in?
It's 40s?
To be in the 90s.
Is it?
Yeah,
they have
1990s?
Yeah, what she wrote it in
really?
91?
But really, that recent?
In the 90s?
Shout out Cho Chang. Well, she was really creative with that one.
It's not real.
Yeah, but like,
it is real. It's
not a period piece. This didn't happen. Like,
this isn't Peaky Blinders.
It's not a historical
not
fiction.
A period piece.
It's not an epic.
It's sci-fi. It does take place in a kind of real place.
They go like to
not really
London,
England. Yeah.
Do they ever say London? Do
yes.
they ever say like
yes, they're King's Crossing.
Okay.
Harry's uncle live. They live in London.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
You don't see a single electronic in that movie.
No, you don't.
Other than like fucking light bulbs.
Do you even see light bulbs?
No.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all
maybe
candles.
In the Dursleys.
Lumos.
In the zoo or
that's from,
aquarium? When he
that's in London. That's not like part of Hogwarts.
No,
though.
I know that. But even in London, you don't see a single electronic.
It's daytime. That's true. It's a lot of there's like daylight and everything. So.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of times.
No, there's that one in.
No, there's not.
There's that one in Order of the Phoenix where he gets on that bus with the guy who's ahead.
Oh, that's right.
There's some lights. There's some lights in that one. There's cars. Yeah,
they got buses.
Whole ass cars.
Yeah, they got the double decker
buses.
No,
they got the. Let me look at the fucking old cars that they have. They have like fucking Model Ts.
So Cuba's stuck in the '70s. They have cars.
That's true. He's spitting. But yeah, there's no security.
I was just
there's
thinking,
no security whatsoever. There's
no
back.
Security.
Their ability to hire a Defense of the Dark Arts teacher is unfathomably bad. Background checks.
So
that's not true.
Dumbledore sucks at hiring.
What's crazy is in the final movie, you know how they have like
tell that guy to take his hat off.
Out, those big where yeah. are those big wooden knights in every other movie and every other book?
Strong agree.
They have the big veil though that like keeps out all the bad people, but somehow
so
they
so
just
you
have bad
so you
security.
Couldn't stumble upon.
Oh, is
like,
the veil like hiding
scenario.
The campus?
The veil's hiding the campus, but I thought it was also a ward against like
the Dementors and whatnot.
The Dementors
go like,
everywhere.
Bad people. I imagine, with the exception of Snape.
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 Spoiler alert. Death Eaters probably couldn't get in because they have the mark of Voldemort.
Yeah. No, they could because so many of them got in.
All it took was Draco finding that closet.
Draco.
And
that's nice.
Boom, walk on in.
I wish Draco was Russian.
Let him in.
I'm Draco.
That would have been
fire.
That's a good point. A Russian villain, a Russian Draco would have made more sense.
Remember when Crab...
Ooh.
Still doesn't fix.
Remember when Crab was black for that one movie?
Yeah.
Was that the third one?
First movie.
Was the first
was
one?
It? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah they just it's mixed funny. Crab and Goyle.
Yeah.
I would have liked if they kept like switching back and forth which one was
just black and white.
What the fuck?
Crab is black one movie, Goyle is.
Oh, they switched. The actors like, switched. They just never.
That'd be crazy.
I mean,
they just never addressed it.
I mean, I'm just trying to think. Like, let's go through the defense. One, Voldemort was on the back of his skull.
What was that guy's name?
Professor Quirrell.
Will Quirrell.
Quirrell?
Yeah.
Quirrell with the turban.
Have him take his hat off one time.
It's not a hat. It's a turban.
Take it off once.
What if he's...
Sure that should have been your background check.
What if he was like Muslim? Well, I don't
Muslim.
Know if Muslim...
What's the
like, it's a religious
process.
Thing, but...
I don't know what the...
like fill out
I think it's...
I mean, Gilderoy Lockhart...
Religion.
Gilderoy Lockhart just went, I'd like to go on an adventure. And they went...
Okay.
Let's come teach our class. Yeah.
And they all seem to know that he was full of shit and still hired.
That's like if
Mad-Eye
was like, I want to teach particle physics at Harvard. And they're like, yeah, sure.
Go
Why did no one why did no one see Mad-Eye Moody fucking tied up in a chest on the fucking mischief managed
map? He brought the chest, didn't he?
He was there the first
That's
night.
A good point.
Why did no one see him in that on the map?
What map?
What map?
The real...
In the second one?
No, and like the fucking all of
Fourth
them.
One.
What the map that they can see where? Yeah, the mischief managed map.
Oh.
That shows all people.
Mad Eye Moody.
Even if
because fucking Harry is the only one. You think Dumbledore's like? Yeah, I got a copy.
Yeah, but Harry should have been like, "Hey,
I'm sure Dumbledore had a
why
copy."
Why isn't
didn't tell any adults anything? If he did, the movies wouldn't have happened.
Harry should have been a snitch.
Harry should have noticed that Moody wasn't the one in his classroom all the time, and that he was. Tied up in a box for 5 months.
No Moody.
He pulled out one
He didn't know Moody.
Yeah, but
I was gonna say, what do you think that would bring?
Yeah, but what is the map?
You don't understand
the map.
You don't understand plot devices.
The map doesn't care who you are. The map just says your name.
Yeah, let me bust this out in fucking potions class.
So Harry would have just seen Moody stagnant nonstop for 6 months.
Why is this dude just chilling in this one spot? What's he doing?
I thought I saw him in his classroom earlier.
Wait, isn't he right next to me?
Yeah.
I thought he was right next to me.
That's a box.
Also, he would have
in the box.
He would have seen the entire time that Ron's rat was actually fucking what's his face?
Peter Pettigrew.
He did see that. Yes.
And just didn't do anything about it. Because correct. He's a dumbass 14-year-old
he is dumb.
Kid. He just saw it happen right. And went, oh,
when I make
that was weird.
Like, my move, you're free to check the king.
Run now.
He saw his name darting at him. He goes, oh,
he's going right to sacrifice himself.
There must be another way.
Ron, you can't.
Dream guest of my podcast.
He's going to sacrifice himself.
Go see what little Nicky in the head of that one. That's a scene. That's little Nicky but Saltburn.
Do you guys see that thing where like AI...
fucking Voldemort comes out? It's a dream guest on my podcast.
Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
Lord Voldemort.
Okay, so you have a gripe with the security system.
Yeah, it's
what
fucking...
is your resolution?
Use your eyes.
Take that hat off. No hats inside.
Background
check. No hats inside.
Background check. Done.
How do you do that background check?
Listen, everyone in the world knows Severus Black is
serious.
Sirius Black is the worst dude on earth. You can't look Severus into Black. Other people.
That's ministry.
The ministry can't look into the other people.
Dude, there are death eaters in the ministry. It's just a reflection of our current system. We live in a society.
Who do you think is our Sirius Black?
The most societal, organized like defense against the dark arts teacher was Umbridge. She was a bitch.
She was a bitch.
No one liked
that joke.
Snow
in the Raider. She had rules.
Did you ever listen to Harry?
Actually, be Snow.
Did you ever listen to Harry and the Potters?
What?
No.
I used to fuck with Harry and the Potters.
Is that the
like a pop punk band?
It's a pop punk band.
Yeah, sounds like
no,
band.
It's a pop punk
like
band.
Like a Will band.
They really made a. They kind of just made one album.
That was really.
They made a Wook band.
They made just one album based off of Order of the Phoenix, and it was all just like Umbridge is a bitch. Yeah.
What is the Ned Flanders band?
Ned and the Flanders.
No, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
From Simpsons.
Yeah, there's people who are like. Just a Ned Flanders like metal band.
Oh,
they're
I don't know.
People?
Yeah, they're real people, but they look like they just dress like Ned Flanders.
Oakley Doakley.
Oakley Doakley.
Oh, he said yeah. Okay, makes sense. The
it's an American metalcore band that played nettle music.
Nettle. That's funny.
It's crazy. It's kind of a trip to look at them.
Do they all look like Ned Flanders?
They do, yes.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Like Flanders.
Aren't they ripped? Are
no
they
other
ripped
way
or the
to make that band?
You're going to lose your keys. There you go.
My key.
Before we get off the subject of Hogwarts security, my big thing is the stairs.
Stairs.
They just change.
There's no safety.
Whenever
well,
they
that's,
want.
That's, yeah. So that's not physical security, but that is a safety. It's a safety hazard up the wall.
He is not existing.
They have a bridge that has a hole in it. Massive hole.
Motherfucker, they can regrow bones.
They fly.
Pumpkin
flying
juice?
Is not safe to just give to children.
I also that's don't true. Like that Princess Leia.
They just have dragons on land. They have a magical forest with deathly creatures up the ass right next to the property.
They do say, hey, don't go
they
in
they say,
there.
Don't go in there.
There's some trolls. There's some three-headed dog.
There's a troll. How'd that troll get into that fucking building? Quirrell let Voldemort let him in. Never mind. Dumb
born
question.
Correct.
He's not
no,
a
he wasn't. Quirrell let him in. Troll! Troll in the basement.
In the basement.
Yeah.
There's a troll.
Swish and flick.
Oh, no, it's thought you might like to know.
I mean, when he passes out, yeah.
Yeah, when he passed out, someone should have taken his fucking hat off.
It didn't fall off. That's pretty secure turban.
That would be really funny. He falls and the fucking turban falls off.
And then, like, let's
hey,
keep,
what's on the back of his head?
Let's keep going on the defense against
you
the dark arts. The one good teacher they hired was a literal werewolf who could flip at any moment.
Yeah.
That's cool. Lupin was a werewolf.
That's noise.
How is that any different from just like regular crazy people, though? And they have them in droves at Hogwarts.
It's symbolic, man. Come on.
What is it symbolic of?
That people in your organization can turn into bad people. And fuck
isn't
everything
on
up
ad,
on
that...
full moons.
You tell me a werewolf's a good thing. You tell me a werewolf's a good thing to have in your admin. Do you want the board of Davis Clark's?
to be
to a werewolf to be on the board. Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you fuck with a werewolf, we probably don't need you anyways.
And like, they definitely knew he was a werewolf too.
Oh yeah,
like, he was involved.
We prefer the term lichens.
There were many full moons during his tenure.
I know. Why did we only see it one time?
What?
A full moon? A werewolf.
He locks himself up.
Does he have to like see it?
He knows. He disappears. Yeah, he disappears. Okay. He knows.
Is he a cokehead or is he a werewolf?
Listen, let's go. He's a responsible.
Which is more problematic?
He's a responsible werewolf, and he still is the plot of a whole entire end of a movie because he goes fucking AWOL.
AWOL. All
right, so who do we got next? We got.
I think that's.
Hold on. So we had Coral.
Moody was pretty much through the end. We didn't really see.
Then we had.
Snape transferred in 6, didn't
Snape
he?
Wasn't yeah till 6, and that's when
Harry went haywire. Looking for mementos.
Trouble.
Yeah,
Horcruxes. That's the entire part one.
I like the scene
part one.
Where
part
Dumbledore's...
one and two boys just
I guess two has the payoff.
Hunting Crux
when Dumbledore is drinking that potion out of a shell. I felt that.
It looked so delicious.
It looked real good.
Which one was that?
The potion from 6? The shell.
Oh, I don't like 6 that much.
6 kind of sucks.
I haven't watched it in a long time. Haven't watched it.
6 is my favorite.
Order of the Phoenix.
I never got into Order of the Phoenix.
I was a big Goblet of Fire. Crazy. I was a big Goblet of Fire when I was younger.
Love Goblet of Fire.
It's like Olympics, yeah.
My son!
Oh. Also, those hot French bitches. Are you
my
son!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Bella.
The French ones.
The Bella somethings.
Dude. Yeah.
Bella Bartons.
Crumb could get it.
Crumb did get it.
Oh, yeah.
Crumb slammed that Hermione pussy, dude. Crumb was slamming Hermione's pussy.
Crumb.
The beginning of that movie and book makes you think Crumb is this, like, 40-year-old LeBron James.
Yeah,
and then you're like, hey, he's at school. You're like, no, he's not.
He's a student.
No, he isn't.
He's just an Olympian. That's all.
He's Mbappe.
He's a sixth year.
I am Mbappe.
He's Mbappe. You guys do your taxes?
I did, yes. My wife did them early February.
I did not.
That's crazy. Doing them.
She loves it, yeah. As soon as we get the W-2s and everything, she's on it.
Loves to do the taxes?
She likes using the software. I don't know.
My taxes are not fun.
Like TurboTax?
I don't know what she used. I forget.
That's fair. That's nice.
It's funny because I went to school for accounting, and I don't even do my taxes.
She's like, let me handle the money.
Yeah, my taxes are not fun because I own an apartment and stuff.
I don't think that'd be a problem for me. Not soon, anyway.
Yeah, they're not fun. They're sick because then it's all the depreciation and stuff. There's so much you have to factor in. Luckily, my dad's a wizard. So
is he?
My dad's
he did
an elite tax. Yeah, he knows
all
for
accounting, didn't he?
No, not technically. He's just, he was going to go back and start his own firm, but though.
Your dad is one of the most interesting people.
My dad does my dad does like 30 people's taxes.
When I have actual assets, can he do mine?
Yeah, probably.
You have assets now.
No, I don't. I have assets.
He has a motorcycle.
No, it's my head.
Well, that's what Lauren was like. I think I'm going to hire an accountant next year so they can try to get me some money back. And I was like, you have one job and no assets.
Yeah, just a W-2.
Basically. Just go into TurboTax and put what's on. That's it. You have I was like, there's no like wizardry you can do because there's nothing else for you.
Yeah, they're not trying finagle anything.
Yeah, there's no finagling for you to do or anything.
Like, I don't have anything that I write. I put in like,
no, so you're,
you can
you're
even
easy.
Put in charity. Charitable donations on TurboTax.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you don't unless you have business an asset like Riley.
Even if you're just a homeowner, it's not that bad. But since he has one to rent out,
because this is the first year that both units of my apartment have been rented out.
Oh, that's right.
So I have to write off.
Oh, 23. Yeah,
I have to. But then I made $40K in rent.
Yep.
That I have to fucking I have to claim that all now. Yeah. It sucks. Before it was like I lived there or it was
put you in a completely different tax bracket.
It might. I'm definitely close.
Yeah.
You probably did.
I think the cutoff is
you're a slumlord.
That's
yeah.
Probably I think at least this year you would have been in a different tax bracket.
I think next year.
I don't know when the brackets are anymore though. They change.
I don't think I
often.
Am.
I no, you are because I for my income am very close.
My brother, we're talking different lines.
What do you mean?
We're talking different lines.
I'm at whatever the lowest line that they possibly can. Whatever the beginner.
No, I don't think you
What's
are.
What's the beginner bracket?
There's a very 40? Small bracket.
Right, we're gonna go with like the medium bracket.
You're probably
B team.
Like counting from the top, you're probably like 2 or 3.
Two. Okay. I don't know how many brackets are there.
It like the first one's very small.
Anything about this.
First one's very small.
Yeah, it's like
0 to like 10K, I think, is the first one.
Oh, no, we're doing
no, it's 20, because if you're under 20, you qualify for all, yes, like, national correct. State aid.
Yeah, yeah, brother, we're in the next one. I'm going to be in this next one. I'm in this one for the rest of my life now, though, so. I was in that one before, though.
I will be in. Yeah,
I certainly was, because I'm married now.
Oh, yeah, you are, brother. Welcome.
And we have, like, equal pay, so.
Damn, she'd be raking it in?
Yeah.
Hell
healthcare,
yeah,
baby.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
Healthcare's.
She works a mass, though, so she gets fucked with taxes.
That really sucks.
Yeah. She loves her job, though. So.
Is she going to look for a job up here?
She has been. One of her doctors is potentially coming up to New Hampshire, open his own practice, and she,
that would be good.
Without a doubt, would bring her with her.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. But we'll see.
Yeah. My buddy, like, you know Short King Noah?
I never met him, though. Yeah.
So I know Kyle does.
Oh yeah,
Noah fucking loves it. He would always.
He's a good fucking guy.
He would ask about you.
Really?
Like,
yeah, Noah's
he
a
loved
good dude.
You.
Noah's a real good dude. I haven't seen him in a long time.
He might come down in the next couple weeks,
yeah,
but
dude.
During the summer he's gonna come down for a few days, and we're gonna go ride up to like Kangabangas Highway and
nice,
stuff.
Nice, nice.
But he makes a fuck ton of money because he works at an independent, and in Maine you get fucked with taxes. So generally you make like 10 to 15% more than you'd make in like New Hampshire or Vermont. Probably not Mass, probably about the same, but that's about it.
Okay.
I don't know where I was going.
I have a friend who makes a lot of money. Dude, friendship rocks.
I had a thought, and then I was like,
he lost it.
Noah loves Kyle. I was like, all right, point gone.
You guys look fair at
enough.
The sun?
No,
I did.
I was working.
I did.
They didn't let you go out to look at the sun?
I didn't have any technicians with me, and I couldn't close.
Damn.
Did you miss the sun?
That's pretty cool.
Manager walked by and he goes, it dark out.
Whelming was the best way to put it.
Was it overwhelming?
I don't remember who said it was whelming.
It was just whelming.
I liked Danny B, shout out, said it was whelming.
Very accurate.
Everyone who I talked to who went to the totality zone said it was like life-changing. That seems, because you can take the glasses off.
One of my technicians,
and like it goes down, yeah, it goes down like 20 degrees, it becomes dark.
It was cold here, and it wasn't even completely.
It was a different hue outside. It was very
orangey.
It was, yeah, it just like it, the Pantone of outdoors went down.
Yeah, the color saturation was turned down.
It was.
Do you guys remember like 11 years ago when it was just like
exactly
yellow outside?
Yes.
Was it because of the fires?
No.
That last year?
I don't remember what it was, but it was just like I looked outside and I was like,
last year?
Fucking, no, it was like 2013.
2017 was
Was that Squirmageddon? I'm kidding.
Squirmageddon,
it was 2016.
Never forget.
No, I remember looking outside. This is like a core memory from when I was in high school.
Yellow. I don't remember.
I was like a freshman or
something. Was like a pollen thing?
I don't know. I just remember looking outside. I was like, why the fuck is it yellow? Like, you know, you look outside and it's just like normal.
Were your glasses dirty?
No. No. It was like, you know the sepia filter?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it looked like outside. And then like 15 minutes later, it was like.
You know that one movie studio where it's like wavy things over the back lot of a studio and it's yellow, it's gold? I don't know what studio it is.
What I'm talking
about. I think so.
Oh, yeah. That's
the like early 2000s Warner Brothers intro.
It's like.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz VHS. It would just be like.
Or Harry Potter, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Harry Potter. He's right, Harry
Warner.
Potter.
That's Warner.
Yeah, bring
I'm
it
not
right
the
back
only
around.
Person who remembers that, though. Do you remember
I
that?
I don't remember that. Maybe it was in a club.
I forget
thing.
A lot from
I don't know.
Time.
Could have been.
Life.
There was a time where I was like in my childhood home, and I was at the little like corner store, and I remember it wasn't raining on the side of the street that I was on, but it was raining across the street.
That's crazy.
And I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
I swear there's like a line right by where we play pickup ball, because I was driving home one day and it just I saw the wall of just rain. I'm like, oh,
it's
I'm
weird.
Coming. That's just New England.
But I don't know. I feel like I got my brain is
we're the government.
Broken. Yeah.
Propaganda.
No, not a lot of birds lately.
Okay, Will.
You guys what happened to all the birds during the eclipse?
Will's like, it wasn't windy either. Coincidence? I'm like, no.
Poor Texas. Everyone, there's giant clouds in Texas during
the
eclipse.
Yeah.
They were in the totality zone and just
like all most of Texas was. Yeah.
It was just cloudy.
Like right down the middle of Texas was like all totality.
That
sucks. It was all cloud.
One of my coworkers got it, though. He lives in Waco and he was able to get it. So I don't know if there was like a
they
a
let
patch.
They did Lauren's school let the kids out because they were like, we're not dealing with telling a bunch of 5-year-olds to not look at the sun.
Correct.
We're not doing it. We're not taking correct. That responsibility.
Well, it was also at like 3:30 at its peak. So
yeah.
It's after school.
Yeah.
3:27.
3:29, where I was.
3:29 was the exact peak, yeah.
Yep.
Not me, 3:27.
Slightly
you
more north.
You didn't even see it, you said.
No, I looked up what time totality was going to be. And then.
Never, because you weren't in the zone.
Legitimately.
Correct.
I was with a patient. They were telling me, like, I'm going outside to watch the eclipse. Are you coming? And I was like, do you see anybody else here? I think I'm an asshole at work to people.
I think you're just an asshole.
I am. But no,
person was like, just trying to be nice and invite you outside to watch the eclipse. You're just like,
Hunter stayed by himself at the draft house. Doing stuff.
Huh? Do you think I can afford to look at the sun right now?
Yes.
Mikado Storm.
Dream guest on my podcast?
I think I've been.
My exes?
Too many dumb questions that now I'm just sarcastic back, and people are like, they're just like confused. I'm like, no, I'm not just a fucking NPC back here. Like, if you irritate me, I'm going to be a dick.
Yeah, fair enough. Especially with Susan, grocery store, pharmacy,
migraine medication, and you're giving her sass.
This brand doesn't work for me. Yeah, let me go change it. And then I go back and don't do it. Don't change it. They're like, oh, it works so good. Like,
it works so good.
That really happened?
I've done it a couple times. Not in Northwood, but like over.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. You've thought about it. My dog.
This is my PR.
I'm your PR team. Yeah. That's right.
We should work for JoJo Siwa. She could. She needs some help.
Her whole squad needs to be fired. Also, she keeps going on these things thinking that her rebrand is working. Back to JoJo. She keeps going on these new interviews thinking that like her rebrand is working. That means her team is like,
you're killing it.
That launch went great. People love Karma. Karma is a bitch.
Maybe, for sure.
For sure. She keeps being like, I'm like the new age Britney Spears.
Oh, she's gonna be you're gonna be dancing with knives in like 20 years on your TikTok.
Karma's a bitch.
That was a deep cut right there.
What?
Just dancing with knives.
Doesn't she dance with knives on her TikTok?
Yeah, Britney's crazy.
Yeah, and like half naked to half naked.
Someone should take her fucking custodial rights.
We transport her to Canton, Ohio.
We should. That should be her rebirth. You really want to go dark?
Go to Canton, Ohio.
Go to Canton, Ohio. That's how you'll get people's respect. Maybe I'll offer her.
She needs guidance. Like something like a conservatorship.
Dude, they need to send her to Canton, Ohio. I'm not against her going metal, okay? I'm not against JoJo? Rebranding, yes.
Okay.
What you need to do is you got to start your transition in Canton, Ohio, okay? There's nothing.
I've been thinking about Canton, Ohio far too much the past month.
Is it only when you're around Riley?
No.
It's all the time, brother.
It's like, I think I've told people about, like, used it as new material when I'm at work just fucking with my techs. Like, I think there's going to be a mass exodus of goth bitches to Canton, Ohio, and they're like, what are you talking about?
So Canton, Ohio is your Roman Empire.
Yeah.
I think Joe just called me Slim. Oh my God. It's the slop.
You are Slim.
It's a slop.
Eating a lot of slop. I'm walking while I watch Keanu Reeves. That's it.
What do you think, Brett? What?
Going on hot boy walks with my soon-to-be dog.
What do you think he keeps his slop in?
What do you mean keep it in? Like, does he eat it in?
So
like
right now it's in a different container. It's typically in a far more jarring container. I actually have last week's slop. Like, I haven't thrown it out and like cleaned the bowl yet. It's still in there. I'll show you when we walk up.
It's a bowl
what
of some
he
sort.
Showed me.
It's not a colander, is it?
So,
he came in.
You're very close.
Close? I thought I was.
Your jar, you're very.
Ice cream container.
He came in with a fluff container.
Fluffer Nutter?
Like, Fluffer Nutter fluff. Like melted marshmallow.
I grew up.
Better than Cool Whip. Better than the Cool Whip container.
No, that's at least in the fridge.
Kyle, I have one of those.
Cool Whip container.
There's not a lot of growing up lower middle class traits that I've carried into my regular middle class life.
Cereal on top of the fridge. Keep the grocery bags.
Always got to keep the grocery bags. One of them. The
little trash can.
One of them is Spanish rice and hot dogs.
Yes.
That stays with me.
White people Taco Tuesday.
That's just everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
The other lower middle class trait I've very much kept.
The Cool Whip.
It's the container, just containers.
Reusing the container.
I've never done that in my life.
I have.
Hard plastic container.
Never
you're
done
in
my
reusing
life.
That for shit.
Nope.
I get an order of takeout, like dumplings from the Chinese place. That container's now
I
got to
ask you, do you have the old cookie container that you now keep like yarn and needles in?
That's where my slop is.
What cookie? Like a cookie jar?
You know, like the cookie dough, the big, Nestle. Cookie dough Nestle containers?
I'm upset.
That's where slop goes.
That
oh, God.
That's it's in of, my fridge
that's
right
a
now.
A lot of slop.
Correct. I make a lot of slop.
That's why he doesn't buy Tupperware. They don't have one big enough.
Riley slop.
What are you doing?
It's the 24 count. It's the 24 cookie dough container.
Yes, that is just cookie dough.
Also,
in that container.
The more I've never purchased cookie dough or fluff.
You've had
these are from my parents.
Oh, so you've had this.
I've inherited these from my previous
that's
life.
Impressive.
90s.
Yes,
cookie dough was purchased in 2000.
It's
the Cold War.
It's discolored.
The Twin Towers
I bet if we go
still erect when this cookie dough container
would you like
was
to,
bought.
Would you like to? I'm sure there should be
there's
an expiration
be,
somewhere on it.
What's it the before
months.
Or after?
Yeah, what's the? I'm gonna go with
2008.
I was gonna. I'm gonna say the line is June 2012.
Before I'm
you think before
other. Yeah
do you want me to go check you want me to go grab yeah, it right yeah. now
I think it's before
you think you all think pre, you all think pre June 2012
I'm gonna go I'll take the post
that's 12 years
I'll take just, more well, recent
okay let me go grab the
Riley I've yeah. seen before. The basement at your childhood home
yes
you had stuff before like 1995 down there and you think that this is a stretch
from,
all right, let
from
me go
Mikey's
2012
let me grab
from Mikey's birth
it's gonna be like 2000
oh,
it's gonna be like
oh,
wait, hit me in between oh, the knee
ah that sucks
it's gonna be like a 2007.
Ouchtown, population you, bro. No, I think it's more recent because he probably took it from when he like moved out. So I'm guessing it's more recent.
Yeah, but you also got to remember his parents did that too.
I know, but I guess they gave him the newest one.
We're gonna see a Nestle logo that hasn't been seen. Since,
oh, it
like,
just faded.
2004
hasn't seen daylight in like yeah. 10 years, probably.
The thing is, it doesn't get well. I guess it does with Riley, but it, they probably
to,
kept it in pristine.
I'm
condition.
Trying to think. Does the cookie dough have a long shelf life?
No.
Like, no.
No.
In the tub?
No. In the tub, no.
No.
Anything that
yeah,
has,
egg.
I mean, it's dairy free, but
probably
even like
egg.
Frozen.
Egg.
Yeah.
Probably didn't have
freeze
egg.
Cookie dough. What do you think the actual expiration date is?
Like exact
I'm
date?
Go... 2000. I'm thinking 2008.
I'm,
like,
saying
20,
I'm feeling
it's
2014.
Old. 2014?
Somewhere in that, yeah. I'll give like
it's
plus or minus a year.
Oh my God. There's no shot.
Oh, yeah.
That's early. That's like.
It's not even yellow. Oh, it's Pillsbury. That's why.
I was close.
It's the Pillsbury 76 count cookie.
That's not 76 in these
look
days.
At, hold on. We're not going to look at
I
it.
Can't...
Look at the wear and tear on it.
Oh, yeah. Is that from washing? Was it like is that from the repeated washes? The it's like a perfect circle.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm you can see, between
was there like a tomato soup or something
maybe?
That like ate at it?
I don't know.
It's
we
on
got
the top.
To find...
Oh,
is
it on the... No, sorry. That was
they
that
don't use that font anymore.
Which one? The cookie dough?
The just, if you see the top, you'll
right here.
Yeah, like that. That's not Pillsbury doesn't
I've never
do that.
I don't think I've ever seen a Pillsbury tub, actually. I've always seen Nestle. Is there did you wash it off?
Maybe. I can't find it.
Is it on the inside lid?
I don't think is that a thing?
Sometimes. Gnarly.
We don't need that.
Puke bucket.
It stinks.
We're gonna have to look up like when they stopped.
Let me see. Producing these?
Producing.
How old is my cookie dough container?
Berryplastics.com.
Can I take a look?
Yo, I should order some. Yeah, go ahead. So yeah, this is what my slop goes in every just week.
Call them up. See if you can just buy the empty containers. Like, I don't want the cookie dough. Just give me the container, please.
You should call them. Be like, if I sent you a picture, can you date?
What if they didn't date it and you're just
my Google is, when did Pillsbury stop making the 76 count tub?
I probably still make it. I just don't see it. Hey, you can get a box top for that.
There has to be because there should be a Best Buy date.
Well, probably
because there's
rubbed
2 week.
There has to be a Best Buy date, yeah.
Because it's a 2 week freeze. You have to freeze in 2 weeks.
Wait, when was expiration dates mandated on all sellable
like
grocery?
The 30s.
That seems too early.
No, because it was the FD&C food.
Unless my mom was just making cookies, I don't know.
You guys can keep talking.
I'm
like invested.
When
they still are making these, but yeah, it's old.
Is this the new debate?
The Pillsbury.com.
Freeze up to 2 months, so it doesn't have a very long shelf life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still, yeah, it's for sure different. It's not
best
totally,
if used by.
No.
Where is it?
Did it wash off?
I don't know. It looks like it should be right there.
Is it right by the barcode?
Yeah, it's right next to the barcode.
I think that's a weird spot for it.
You think you could search the barcode and see when it was manufactured?
A QR reader won't read that. You need like a special.
What are you going to do? Like fucking purchase it on your phone?
Can you bring it, can you bring
this,
it
like,
to a local grocery store and scan it?
Site.
No, because it still exists. Damn, we're never going to know.
No, if dude. Can you take a picture of it and send it to me?
You can, yeah. Why can't you take a picture?
Riley's holding. Like, I'll do... I at night now,
dive.
I just sit in Discord with my old roommate on on Discord, and we just, like, talk about random shit. I'll do research while I'm talking to him and find out when that was made.
I missed that. Like, phones kind of, well, I mean, I guess it kind of just confirms, like, the bar debates, stuff like that. Like, I'm, oh, just look it up. Like, well, I want to have some debate about it.
That's it. Dude, I have that argument with my text. They're like, well, we can just look it up. I'm like, do you not understand that we need to pass time here? It's like, I don't give a fuck when it actually happened. I want to argue with you about this.
Yeah.
But I think...
spirited debate.
I think I've figured out that it's only a year or two that's the cutoff line between, like, us, who we will just argue about stuff, versus people who are so afraid of conflict that they'll just look something up.
Oh, see, people, like, 2 years younger don't want to... like debate things.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because you can go up, but you can't go down.
Yeah.
Correct. I work only with like 35 to like 45 year olds.
Yep. They love it.
It's fine. Yeah.
You bicker with them? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
had a conversation about Pacific Rim today.
Never watched it.
That's a weird thing to talk about.
We're talking about how Charlie Day started fucking kaiju brain.
What?
Yeah. And then I told him about Fool's Paradise.
Why are you acting like that's a real sentence? Charlie Day was fucking kaiju brain.
Ever seen Pacific Rim?
Have you seen it? Yeah, okay. We were talking about Godzilla.
Weird role for him.
We were talking about Godzilla, and he was like, yeah, Charlie Day was in that, right? And I was like, no, Charlie Day was in the other kaiju movie, Pacific Rim, as extreme.
Oh, that's a kaiju movie?
It's a rip-off, essentially. Thing?
They're both kaiju movies, yeah.
Kaiju just means beast in Japanese.
You know, it's like an Americanized version.
I thought that was like a... yeah, alien technology type of movie, Pacific Rim.
It is. They're fighting kaiju.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Giant robot.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen mechs. The beast.
Pacific Rims are fun.
I always
the kaiju were awesome in Pacific Rim, actually. The kaiju in Pacific Rim are way cooler than the kaiju in the new Godzilla movies.
Do they have
Mothra? I don't like those new Godzilla.
Yeah, Mothra's in Godzilla 2.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, King of Monsters, yeah.
All of them, all of the big bad. Actually, Mothra was like a friend in that movie.
I only remember Godzilla and Mothra. I think there's like a beetle too.
What's the three-headed like dragon thing?
King Ray,
there's
King
a Z
something
in there, I think.
Yeah.
I forget.
King
I can't want to say Hydra, but that's not it.
No, it's King something. Un momento.
Ray.
Might just be King.
King? It's not King.
No, like, there's something.
That's too close to King Kong.
King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah. Oh, I probably could have got that. That's
he spits the lightning.
Yeah. It's like another Godzilla, but he spits lightning, right?
And he's like a dragon, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the stupid right head.
What?
He's got the dumb, you know, the meme with the dumb right head?
Yeah, that's him.
I made a meme this weekend.
Meme alert.
It was a shopping girlfriend, Pokemon Go boyfriend.
that's from Predator. It's the Predator.
Is it?
Yeah,
I bought all the Predator.
It's Arnold and Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers was yoked.
He was in Predator.
Yeah,
so excited. I bought. OG. I went to Walmart and I was looking for collection deals, and they had the 6 movie Alien collection. And I've never seen Alien, but I was like, I know I'm gonna like Alien.
You like the first couple?
Well, I was like, Alien's like an esteemed franchise. Usually, I like the big ones.
Yeah. They're at least entertaining.
So then I went home and I bought the Predator collection.
That's this
weird word. Weird sentence.
I can't
Predator film collection.
And then I bought the AVP collection. So now I have the entire AVP world.
I bought the Predator.
It's just the Cosby Show.
I wouldn't have picked up on it.
Have you ever seen the
Kevin Spacey
the meme where it's the kid going, "What are you for Halloween?" The kid goes, "I'm a child predator."
Oh,
and that goes, "You shouldn't say that."
Say I'm Predator.
Oh, is he like Predator but a child version?
Baby Predator, is that better? No,
no,
that, no.
He's a baby Predator. It's much worse.
Should there be a comma in there somewhere?
Oh, it's I'm the child predator. hold on.
This is a rough couple minutes.
We're going off a deep end.
Is he like a red-haired kid?
No, he's Predator.
he goes, yeah, we're gonna need a new name.
Child Predator.
That's so funny.
Oh, golly. Man. Yeah, friendship rocks, guys.
Friendship rocks.
You know,
kindness rocks, dude.
You know, his friendship, I don't appreciate Jack Hagler blowing us up.
Jack the Bad Hagler.
Where is he?
Yeah, he was. He had a tax emergency at work.
Oh, did he have to like go to Iowa randomly for some reason?
Yeah,
because he's always in a different state.
For his hometown best friend, Jamal Leroy
Crawford.
Yeah, so
I'm seeing my cousin's wife's ex-boyfriend's mom.
Lauren's a little mad at him.
Why?
because he said send a photo of the hoodie that I wore that he recommended because it's 47. He loves 47. It's his favorite brand.
They're a good brand.
It's a great.
Don't
and
they
I got,
make hats?
They make hats. They also make sick hoodies.
I have their shirt too. I have a shirt right now.
So I bought a hoodie that he recommended because it was on sale. It was a Red Sox one.
Go Sox.
And he said send a photo in it. So I did. And it was me and Lauren on our hot girl walk. In the woods. Actually, we were in the woods as far as she wouldn't go to Kindness Rock, but we were turned around walking back home.
You were at the pinnacle of your walk journey.
Correct. And I sent a photo of Lauren looking like a snack, as she always does, but she didn't like the photo. And Jack put it on his story.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Looking like a snack.
Yeah,
I love like a Jack. Snack. Jack is the only person.
He's
I
the most wholesome
put,
person
like,
on
a
earth.
A picture of just his friends on his story.
Yeah, that's wholesome.
You know, I wasn't going to talk about this, but Jack made me smile.
Jack always makes. He's the greatest guy I've ever met.
Well, that Southern charm.
He does really nice things for us. He does. And, like, doesn't say, like, advertise.
Without,
it.
Yeah.
And
unprompted.
I was on Steam and I was like, let's look at Jack's wish list. And I got him one of the games that was on it.
I think you mentioned this before, yeah.
And he said it in the chat and I was like, hey, motherfucker, that was for you. But that made me feel good because he texted me on the side too. He's like, you didn't have to do that. I'm going to buy you a game. I go, I don't think you're understanding the whole point of this.
It's
thing.
A gift.
I was like, yeah, it's a you can get those too. I was like, thank you. Thanks, Jack.
Santa gets the gift every once in a while.
Mm.
We did get him a nice jersey this year.
Is it a Vikings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a Vikings JJ jersey?
It was a Viking. It was some old Viking.
Yeah.
Oh. Was like
friend
some fucking
like Tarkenton
90s
thing, yeah.
linebacker or something.
And Harrison Smith. He loves Harrison Smith.
He already has Harrison Smith. Trust me. But yeah,
I'm not a
I
jersey
forgot we
guy.
Did that. That was nice of us.
Yeah, it was. It hey, was. Great job. Great job. We're great people.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, Kyle.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're good people
yeah,
too.
Right. Venmo's $20, and you can have 8% of that.
I'm okay.
I want 8% of his sweatshirt. Yeah. Just to cut off a little piece of the hood.
Sold. Fuck. Oh, yeah, you're going to get one, right?
One but last thing like before we go.
All right, I'm going to need a financial backer. Nick, $20?
Door to door.
I can't.
Hit up Rick Corp.
I can't stop playing WWE 2K24.
You're hooked.
Is it I got to buy
you
it. Made every it. Single. Did you make all of them?
I'm not
did
done.
You make
I'm,
me yet?
Okay. I'm through half. I need a good photo of you with your mouth closed.
I can send you a wedding photo.
I'll. You sure?
Yeah,
great.
I got
that would be great. Yeah, high quality. Yeah. I made Kyle. I've made all of our friends that look. I'm too good. I'm too good at it. I'm also doing my career mode
with all of
as you.
That's nice.
So
that makes me feel
yours
good.
Goes hard.
My yours
outfit.
Goes crazy. I have your tattoos just, down.
My outfit goes crazy too.
Yeah, it does.
The blazing light shorts.
You have a headband that has peanut butter baby on it.
Yeah.
Like, you have my guy's just a fat guy in a singlet and it has the tattoo. Yours has
mine does too.
Yeah. It looks
they're
so fun.
Really accurate.
Mine's
Wills looks just
Wills is unbelievable.
Griffin's is very funny.
The dog.
Very,
yeah.
The dog.
Yep.
Yep. Griffin's
you,
very
what's
funny.
What's his character's name? Just the dog?
His name is Griff, and then in parentheses, Griff dog. Curse. Close parentheses, dog.
Griff dog, dog.
No, actually, it's Griff dog, dog.
Griff dog, dog.
Griff dog, dog.
Might have to go do a fucking rumble after this with the fellas.
Oh, man.
Tuba's looks like Tuba.
Tuba's is Tuba. Like Tuba. I made him skinnier than he is to make him happy, but because like mine, I made realistic.
I also got to ask is like, so obviously the different weight classes that play an effect.
No, they're all, you're all 100 overalls.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Okay. I have some of you as different. You're a high flyer.
I am
so
a high flyer.
You have different move sets.
Right.
But there's four different types.
You like dive off.
My guy's like a power guy.
Power bottom.
Yeah, I'm a power bottom.
Bussy.
Bussy.
He's booty cheeks.
I think Kyle's a technician.
Nice. Very technical.
Kyle's a real
So I'm like submissions Bret Hart.
You're like, yeah, you're like a Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah, I like that.
But yeah, so, your guy, it's like, very funny because your guy's like talking shit at the championship.
Oh,
I made a custom intro for you.
My personality is also...
I made you wildly hateable. Yeah, I turned everything...
Hateable.
Yeah, I made your...
At my request.
I also made a custom intro for you where you have, it's a glowing city skyline, like
the Roku city?
Kind of, yes. Yeah. And then it's just a flashing, it says Hunt in gold, like graffiti letters. And then it's the flashing peanut butter baby. And I have you come out to Batista's music doing his intro. So you come out and there's the city and you go.
How does that go? Okay, it's been a long time.
Yeah. I need to see this.
Yeah, I'll go load up a match right after this. You could fight Kyle.
Yes, yes, dude.
Kyle in his jeans.
Yeah. What Riley didn't tell you either is he loaded. So he made me and him first on one of the nights I came over.
Selfish.
To the podcast.
Well, so we used to in like 2K17. I had characters for you and me.
El Papito and
El Gordito and El Papito. We were tag teams.
Nice.
You've now graduated. You're now El Papito Medico.
Yeah. You took the mask off.
I did.
Yep. So you're El Papito Medico now.
El Papito Medico is one of my favorite. He was like, I got the name for you.
You went from like Mankind to just Mick Foley.
My guy is Mr. Plunge.
Mr. Plunge.
I liked your first name. Tommy Top Rope Vegas or something.
Yeah, ooh, I like that.
That's nice.
Tommy Top. Then you were. Now you're like Vladimir.
Well, yeah,
brother,
well, Scott and I
brother
doing
off
this weird
or something.
Russian tag team bit, but I don't know if he's gonna stick.
I put
to
me
it.
And Hunter. I put Mr. Plunge and El Papito Medico in the Judgment Day.
We're the
really?
We're tag team.
The little
bisexual Undertaker.
Yes. Yeah. Were you around for Bisexual Undertaker? No. All right.
You gotta see Bisexual.
Shout out WrestleMania this weekend.
I might go back.
Dude, it was one of
maybe the best. It probably had one of the best matches of all time.
Is that Cody Rhodes?
Yes.
The last one. Yeah.
I heard good. I was talking about with one of
the
evening
Undertaker.
Managers.
Okay, real one, not bisexual one.
Really?
But so Damian Priest, who is Mr. Money
you
in the Bank,
keep stroking my leg.
Yeah, I know. Damian Priest, who is Mr. Money in the Bank. Do you know the Money in the Bank briefcase?
I know money, yeah.
Okay, so he's been carrying it for like a year.
I saw that at the first.
Yeah, and
night.
There's been nothing good for him to do. Because Cody and Roman, he's not taking it off Roman.
Yeah,
but they were building up this other thing with Seth and. He came and cashed in on the opening of night two. And number one trending worldwide was WrestleMania.
That, again?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Number two trending worldwide was hashtag bisexual Undertaker. They were deeming Damian Priest as bisexual Undertaker because he wears like the same like purple and black singlet.
Yeah.
And so they deemed him bisexual under. It was some of the funniest tweets I've ever seen.
Without question.
Were they just showing stuff about that?
They were literally. It was just Twitter taking off. And they're like, oh my God, bisexual Undertaker wins the gold.
Oh, man.
And then it just started.
He does look like a bisexual Undertaker.
Who is this again?
Damian Priest.
He's just like a shorter.
I kept thinking Dominic.
No. They're in the same faction.
Yes.
Dominic Mysterio is. One of the most natural talents at pro wrestling I've ever seen.
That's was Logan,
like the guy. He just gets it. He knows what he knows exactly.
Is that his
what
son?
He's doing
that. Real
yeah,
son?
That's
is it his real son?
Oh, it's his real son.
Yeah,
and he knows exactly.
The bisexual Undertaker always serving. There's bisexual Undertaker.
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
That is pretty funny.
Bisexual Undertaker.
Is he actually bisexual?
No.
That's even better.
I kind of describe him as like if Lenny Kravitz was.
Holy shit. Yeah. Rhea Ripley just
that
said.
Pretty good.
Rhea Ripley said bisexual Undertaker always serving cunt.
Jesus
She's Christ. In. It's official now.
Jesus Christ.
I like how that faction has turned into.
Bisexual Undertaker finally cashed in.
Bisexual Undertaker.
Bisexual Undertaker has
no
weak spots.
Have you? Hey, show Nick a picture of mommy.
Oh, fucking.
You don't
mommy
know mommy.
Ripley.
Dude, that faction has Finn Balor. Bisexual Undertaker, mommy.
I don't know
Dominic
any of
Mysterio.
These new names.
I mean, there's some killers on that. On
anything the- after like 2010, I have no idea.
I recently saw. Ray
this is Muscle Mommy, the one who's not redhead. That's
okay.
Real. Yeah.
Was she in the Rumble?
Of course, she won. Yeah, she was.
She hot as hell,
mommy.
It is mommy. She was in the Rumble. She was in the Rumble for gotcha. The entire time.
We got a show where she's getting slammed, man.
That's all right.
Every
she
week.
Never gets slammed. Mommy's always on top.
Mommy.
I did see a video of Cody Rhodes getting hit with his own crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
That was nice. No, that was actually funny because after Roman was like, he got up, he's like, that move sucks. It had me dying laughing because he got up and went, that move sucks.
Did he get finished by the crossroads?
Three times.
That's nice.
It does kind of suck.
I like
opinion.
The crossroads.
It doesn't look like it would hurt.
You can do the triple.
It doesn't look like it would hurt, though.
None of them are supposed to look. Well, they're all supposed to look like they're hurt.
But his doesn't.
No, you don't know what a blunt force
really.
Trauma
I mean,
is.
The Rock made
that sounds
a whole
familiar.
Career out of just dropping an elbow.
Yeah, like the Rock's finishing move.
The Rock Bottom.
Elbow. Yeah, but the Rock
John
Bottom's.
Cena did the five knuckle shuffle.
Yeah, the Rock Bottom's his.
Yeah.
Who?
The Rock.
John Cena.
And
the Rock should have switched his signature and his finisher around. Like, Cena had it right. His signature was the five knuckle shuffle.
Yeah, and his finisher.
The finisher was the attitude adjustment.
No, the FU. I still call it the FU.
What about the STFU?
The STFU. Did he keep?
Was it? What was? I don't even know.
That was like the submission.
That was the submission hold. The STFU.
He like
the AA
crossface hold. Yeah. He doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't show up a lot.
No, he looks weird with long hair and the
with his bald spot
in the ring.
Yeah.
John Cena. Like, he had Rock longer hair. Rob. It was, like, flopping.
I don't know if they're plugs.
He has a, no, he has a bald spot in there.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
WrestleMania was sick.
He's getting older, though.
You know I love wrestling now because I woke up feeling like it was, like, Super Bowl Sunday during the during WrestleMania.
You're gonna see the fucking story get finished.
The story did get finished. I was
start now. The new one.
I was in my, and it was in my living room close to tears.
Stop I was like, crying. Stop crying over media.
It was Samantha Irving, brother. She did it to me. The ring announcer, was
Cody's
like breaking
son,
up
right?
as yes, she was announcing it, and it was like really, really beautiful.
He debuted a long time ago, didn't he? Was he like a 2010, 2011?
Oh yeah,
who?
Yeah,
maybe earlier. Yeah, Cody. He's been wrestling for a while.
Him and his brother,
his wife.
He looks like Homelander, or what?
You know who his brother is?
I say that all the time. Every time he comes
Gold
out,
Dust?
He looks like Homelander.
Yeah, Stardust. I thought that wasn't.
Do you remember
Stardust?
Gold Dust though?
Gold Dust.
Yeah, though. Like that wasn't Dusty Gold Dust.
Dust, yeah, no, Dustin. Dustin.
Dustin,
his other
Dusty
son is Gold Dust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Who passed away sadly.
But wasn't he the original Gold Dust too?
No,
he was just Dust. He was just Dust.
Dustin started doing that to get away because everyone always saw him as Dusty's kid. So he's like, all right, I'm just going to paint myself gold and be an
be
ogre.
Weird.
Like, kind of like a drag queen in a way.
Yeah, with the blonde wig.
He turned into Trump.
Yes.
Painted himself yellow and fucking took deep breaths.
Exactly it. That's what, And then Cody was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do Stardust.
Yeah.
Which wasn't enough of a different. It was actually pretty stupid. But he bounced back. He bounced back big time.
He's got a sick neck tattoo.
I think it's stupid.
So dumb.
It's kind of dumb.
That's the whole point, though.
It's pretty stupid.
It's kind of
sick,
though.
Big news before we get off the air. Jacob Fatu has signed.
Yes!
With the WWE.
Another one.
Is that from NXT?
No, he's been on independent circuits.
Yeah, he's been on the
another Uso.
He's a killer.
Oh, he's
also
part
of the family.
He's part of the
family.
He's like the most talented.
Yeah.
Are these guys all
he's
actual?
He's like Umaga.
Yeah.
But like super athletic and strong.
He's been on the indies for years and he kills on the people love him. But
he hasn't needed to go to the WWE, but now it's
so are they all actual like family?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
cousins
all right.
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, most of them are cousins.
That's crazy.
Three of them are four of them. No, actually Jacob's not their brother. Three of them are brothers.
That's crazy.
And then they're first cousins with Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Just
we're like second cousins off. With The Rock and
it's still crazy to me that it's really just like a family business.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like they just breed them and
raise Randy Orton's them. Second or third
well, it
generation.
It all stems from the circus back in the early 1900s, like in America.
The acrobats and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where like it all started. That's where
I'm
going to
find a good
started.
YouTube documentary that will document
it. Looks
great,
yeah.
And then I'll get into it. If I watch a YouTube documentary.
If you learn the history of it, it's really cool. It's because like everyone just knows WWE, just one big thing. It
but
used to be
WWF,
like
WWF,
just regional.
Yeah, it used to be just regional.
Well, that's because that's
Rick
where like
Flair's coming to town.
Yeah, because that's like what the Von Erich shit was. It
yeah,
was like,
yeah,
they ran Texas.
They owned Texas. They were that actually the biggest promotion. They were like WWE before WWE.
Damn.
It was the Von Erichs. Did you watch the Iron Claw?
No.
Do you have any tissues at home?
I heard it's incredibly sad.
Don't cry.
What you might think. Tears.
I am waiting.
Oh, no, Zac Efron's pretty good looking.
Yeah, that's true.
So my uncle has this thing where he like puts movies on it that are new. And it's 100% legal.
Yeah.
I know what Sling is.
I don't know. It's not Sling. It's called Plex.
Oh, Plex. Is what
I don't know if it is on there yet, but I also haven't, looked at Plex in quite some time.
Probably
is. I saw some trailers and commercials for it.
The movie's sick.
That one, I don't think I would fault you on because
I actually didn't cry at that one.
Iron Claw.
I told you I don't cry. It's sad.
Happy cry.
I'm a happy crier.
I know the end.
Except for G Baby.
I mean, it doesn't even do it justice.
G Baby did get me.
Had to take out a whole brother's death because it was just too much death.
I didn't know that, but I read about
it's
that.
It's so sad. Yeah. Oh, if you want to, there's a good documentary.
They do leave out that the dad's gimmick was being a Nazi.
Yeah, they don't mention that.
No,
at all.
Zero mention of it.
That was his wrestling.
His wrestling thing was being a Nazi.
Was he a heel?
Fritz Von Erich, the Nazi.
It's called Dark Side of the Ring.
That's Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah,
very good.
I think it's like episode 2.
You guys should watch. If you want to see a good, we'll close it out with this. If you want to watch a really cool documentary about homeless people, there's a sport in the homeless community called kart racing, and it's called Carts of Darkness.
I don't believe you.
You can look it up.
I don't want to.
Did, is radio
I'm
not, world
letting my, I'm not letting my algorithm get a hold of that.
It's like, no,
not letting my algorithm get a hold of that.
Dude, slow and cold.
Some people, some homeless are addicted to drugs. Some are addicted to alcohol. These some guys are
addicted
are
to the thrill.
To get new shoes so that they can go kart racing.
Alcohol's a drug.
Huh?
Alcohol's a drug.
It's a different kind of drug.
It's still a drug.
Shut up.
Caffeine's a drug.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
We're going to go throw El Pepito Medico in the Rumble, see how he does.
Oh, yeah.
We need to watch Cards Riley's, of Darkness.
Me and Riley's character.
In honor of
El
Will.
El Pepito Medico and El Gordito.
In honor of Will.
No, sorry, Mr. Plunge.
Stay moist.
We lost to Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Did you really? The tag team were they like downloadable cell. Characters?
Yeah.
I gotta get this.
Is on it, my podcast?
Obviously, you're going to tell me it's worth it. Yeah, I'm going to get it. Because they have everyone now, right? Because they own the rights to like everyone ever. You can just download anyone.
We'll have Gravel.
You can?
You can download him, yeah.
I used to love him.
Who?
Him. Yeah. Yeah, dude. When I was a kid, I loved. I had a fucking like autographed card
yeah.
and everything. And then that thing happened. Like I got home and I was sitting down for SmackDown and they tell you what happened. And I got rid of that card. I was an idiot back then.
You know what
I was
happened.
So I was a kid. I was into it. And I was like, oh.
We cleared?
I think so. What did Fenwa do?
You don't know about Chris
Benoit?